Mladenka, zdaj vem, glede na mrzega unijončka.
Steklenice?
Ja.
Kafanska debata.
No, današnja kafalska debata bo mečkena drugačna od ostalih. Prvič v zgodovini kafalskih debat namreč svojega gosta ne gostim direktno v studiju. Pač pa sem ga posnel po telefonu že v soboto, kajti danes je moj gost nekje med nebom in zemljo. 50 let v zgodovini ne pomeni kaj prav veliko, če pa govorimo o zgodovini letalstva, pa je to skoraj polovica obstoja letalstva oziroma odkar človek leti motorno. No in 50 let letos praznuje patrula Aerobatica Nazionale, bolj znana kot 313. skupina vojnega letalstva italijanske vojske oziroma najbolj znana pod svojim nadimku Frecce Tricolori. Frecce bodo svoje praznovanje, vrhunec svojega praznovanja imeli pravzaprav 11. in 12. septembra v Rivoltu, v svoje bazi v Rivoltu, to je blizu Vidma, cirka 17 km iz Vidma. In zato smo v Italijo na poveljstvo italijanskega letalstva poklicali podpolkovnika Marka Lanta. Podpolkovnik Marko Lant je poveljnik te legendarne zasedbe in sedaj nam bo povedal nekaj o zgodovini Frecce Tricolori.
With me is Lieutenant Colonel Marko Lant, commander of the Aerobatic National Team, air patrol known as Frecce Tricolori. Commander, let's start with a rather personal question. Did you ever dreamt when you were a kid that you will become a commander of such an elite squad as Frecce Tricolori?
I believe that being a pilot or flying in general is a dream that every kid has at a certain point of his life. So I have to admit that I dreamt about it. I was lucky enough to be born and to live my childhood very close to where I work now, because I was born like 4 kilometers from the airport I'm working now. So I have seen, I had the luck to watch Frecce Tricolori my entire life. So being the commander now is something very peculiar, if you would say.
For sure. 50 years is a long time, especially when we talk about aeronautic, almost half of the air history. What does it mean to Aeronautica Militare to celebrate the 50 years of its own history?
It is a remarkable achievement, and most of all, it reflects the wisdom of the Air Force in having treasured aerobatic flying, aerobatic collective aerobatics of flying information with the 10 jet throughout the 50 years. And this technique, the flying techniques that we use today are the same techniques developed 50 years ago. Of course, aircraft and are changing. We have a new aircraft, but the basics remains the same. So this is something really fascinating, in my opinion.
Okay, you are flying on, as I recall, Aramaki Model 339 Pan.
Yes.
I know that Aramaki has a new plane now, Model 346. Is there is possibility to be a change in Frecce Tricolori?
Well, it is not foreseen at the moment. Our 339ers have undergone a midlife update recently, so they are fully fit and totally capable of flying formation for many years to come.
Frecce Tricolori is, as we talk about it, it's a brand name for Italy all over the world. You've been, I'm sure that you have been all over the world. What it's meant to Italy to have such a aircraft team?
This is a very important asset that our Air Force has and our country has, because flying formation, flying aerobatics, has the capability to attract lots of people to testify and watch this flight. We have been lucky enough to travel all around Italy and all around Europe. We have been in Slovenia a couple of times. Mm-hmm. I've been personally in Cercle and Sloveni Gradec, mm-hmm. and we've been flying there, and it is always very nice to testify the hospitality of the country we are hosted in.
There is something special about all aerobatic teams. Can we say that this stands for a synthesis of all the many different specialized units and departments within the very complex structure of Aeronautica Militare?
Our team is represents a summary of all the capabilities of the Italian Air Force. So we have pilots and officers and NCOs coming from all different operational squadrons and units of the Air Force. So our job is to represent the Air Force and being kind of a business card for the whole Aeronautica Militare.
What is the requirements for the pilots to become a member of Freccia Tricolori?
Basically, it takes almost 10 years experience in operative squadrons, like fighter squadrons of the of the Aeronautica Militare, before being able to have the requirement, the basic requirements to enter the selection for the team. Thereafter, we select one or two pilots every year. So one or two pilots of the team, they leave the team every year, and we have one or two new pilots joining. We look for fighter pilots having at least 10 years experience, but most of all we look also for human qualities. And if I had to say something, I would say that what we look for is an officer being with very balanced character, so a personality, being able to adapt to a teamwork.
May I ask you, on which plane you fly before you are a member of Freccia Tricolori?
Before joining the team, I used to fly Tornado aircraft, fighter-bomber Tornadoes, out of Ghedi Airfield near Garda Lake.
Okay, acrobatic flights in Italy date from the last century. Would you mind mentioning some crucial history events related to it?
Well, it has before World War II. We had the development of the capability of flying aerobatics, and right after World War II, the task of representing Italy with aerobatic, collective aerobatic was assigned to a different squadron every year. In 1961, the headquarters, they decided to establish an aerobatic training squadron, a dedicated aerobatic training squadron, so we have had the born of Freccia Tricolori, the birth of Freccia Tricolori. Thereafter, there have been many achievements. Above all, I would remember the first tournée that we flew outside Europe, which was in 1986, when we flew in the United States, then back again in 92, and then we've been flying all over Europe with a remarkable air shot being flown, like in Moscow or Dubai, Egypt. Last year we touched Libya, which was very peculiar show also. Mm-hmm. And so we are looking forward to visit many countries again.
Okay, let's go to Rivolta. Rivolta, in Rivolta there will be a big air show. I think 7 or 8 aerobatic teams. Let's just mention some: the Red Arrows, the Patrouille Suisse, Patrouille de France, and for sure the grand finale, Freccia Tricolori. What can we expect from Freccia Tricolori on the 50th anniversary?
Well, to celebrate our 50th anniversary, yes, we are organizing a big air show, which will be held on the 11th and the 12th of September. So 11th and 12th, there will be both flying days, Saturday and Sunday. Mm-hmm. And there will be 8 teams involved flying-wise. And also some teams are arriving with the representatives of their own pilots. Also, all the jets of the fighter jets of the Air Force will be presented there. So there will be 2 full flying days, on Saturday from 10:30 in the morning to 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and on Sunday from 11 in the morning to 6 o'clock in the afternoon. For more details of the air show, I do recommend you to visit our official website, which is www.aeronautica.difesa.it, and then you can look for the 50th anniversary logo.
Thank you, Commander. I was in Rivolta 5 years ago. I will be in Rivolta this year, and hope we see you there.
Excellent. We are really looking forward to have many, many thanks coming from Italy also, but especially from abroad and from such a nice and friendly country, which is Slovenia.
Thank you very much and goodbye.
Thank you very much. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
To je bil torej podpolkovnik Marko Land, poveljnik akrobatske skupine Freče Tricolori. No pa zdaj v tem trenutku pravzaprav naštejmo, katere akrobatske skupine bodo nastopale 11. in 12. septembra v Rivoltu. To bodo Team Iskri iz Poljske, pa Royal Jordanian Falcons iz Jordanije, Krila Oluje iz Hrvaške, Patrulja Agila iz Španije, Patrulje de France, seveda Francija, Patrulje Suisse iz Švice. Red Arrows bodo nastopili samo v nedeljo. Potem pa bodo tukaj predstavniki tudi Black Eaglesov iz Južne Koreje, Blue Impulse iz Japonske in pa Silver Falconsov iz Južnoafriške republike. Torej resnično velik show v italijanskem Rivoltu. Seveda, Rivoltu je najbrž njiglih najbolj pogosto ime, ki bi ga vi takole srečevali, zato najbrž ne veste, že enkrat sem rekel, da je to Rivoltu v bližini italijanskega Vidma, Udine se zelo zaune, ki ne veste. In zato bomo sedaj se pogovarjali še z majorjem Matijo Giorgiom, ki je pravzaprav PR oziroma šef PR-ov za Freče Tricolori in major Giorgio vam bo bolj natančno razložil, kako se pride, koliko obiskovalcev pričakujejo in podobne informacije, ki so seveda zelo potrebne, če si želite ta letalski meeting tudi ogledati. Torej, major Giorgio Mattia.
We have on telephone, we have Major Giorgio Mattia. Major will tell us about Rivolto Air Force Base. Hello, Major.
Good morning to you and to your listeners. Good morning.
Rivolto Air Force Base is near Slovenia. So can you tell me how to get to the Rivolto Air Base from, for example, Trieste or Gorizia?
Yes, first of all, we suggest to use the train because with train the journey is more economic and you can avoid problems with traffic or something like this. But if you are coming with your cars, we arrange two car parking areas, one in Campo Formido and another nearby Rivolto Air Base. And they will be at visitors' disposal, while a special transport service from Campo Formido to Rivolto has been arranged. Campo Formido parking area can be reached by taking standard route number 15 from Pontebana, right from Santa Caterina Pasian di Prato, exit of Udine's Ring Road. Similarly, you can get to Rivolto's parking area from standard route 252, coming both from Palmanova and from Casarsa Codroipo. And for the detailed directions according to different possible places of departure are at your disposal on our website to the address www.aeronautica.difesa.it.
Major, how many acrobatic flight levels you expect to come to Rivolto?
As far as we can predict by analyzed gathered data, around 300,000 or 400,000 spectators are coming.
Why can we buy the ticket for the show?
Oh, you don't need any ticket. It's a free entrance event.
As I reckoned, only the bus will be €3.
Yes, if you arrive by the train, you will have a special discount on the bus ticket that will carry you to the Rivolto Air Base. The train will have special stops to the nearest station, nearest to Rivolto Air Base.
Mm-hmm. Any other advice or suggestion for taking part in the event?
Arrival is, as we said, is recommended by train at the Basiliano station. Mm-hmm. And access is allowed since 8:30 a.m. in the morning up to the end of the acrobatic flight show, appointed to be at 5:30 p.m. The airbase is equipped with stalls selling food and drinks. Mm-hmm. Chemical WC are provided as well, and comfortable clothes and shoes are recommended. Spectators are also allowed to be staying in a 2 kilometers per 1 kilometer large area. So if you come with sport clothes, it's better.
Okay, Major, 50 years of Frecce Tricolori. As I talk with the commander, there will be 8 acrobatic teams there. I don't know, I think that there is Red Arrows, then Krila Oluje from Croatia and so on. 400,000 people, this really will be a big show.
Yes, we wait for all of you, or people that love flights. This will be a very big show, and you can't lose it.
Major, thank you for this, and again, congratulations to Frecce Tricolori, to you, and to Aeronautica Difesa Italiana for this anniversary.
Thank you very much, thank you very much. We wait for you in Rivolto 11 and 12 September. Bye-bye.
See you in Rivolto, bye.
Torej, slišali smo tudi majorja Matija Đorđa, ki nam je razložil, kako se pride pravzaprav v Rivolto. Če ga niste razumeli, še zmeraj obstaja Google Earth in podobne stvari, kjer vam to dosti bolj natančno in podrobno razložijo. Še enkrat pa opozarjam. 11. in 12. september 2010, resnični praznik letalstva v Rivoltu. Kot je rekel že major sam, pridite v v oblačilih, ki boste lahko hodili v njih, kajti cirka 1 kilometer ali 2 kilometre je vse en treba peš prehoditi in pa seveda biti tam cel dan. Mogoče bo vroče, mogoče bo deževalo, pač bodite oblečeni. Vsekakor pa se vidimo v Rivoltu na 50. obletnici znamenitih Frecce Tricolori.
Mladenka, zdaj mi enega ledena mrzega unijočka.
Steklenice?
Ja. Kafanska debata.